Today's daf in Masechet Yevamot brought to you Mibein Chomot Yerushalayim is daf Mem Tet. We're holding at the Halakha Mishnah right at the top of the daf. And so we've been skirting around this issue. We already met the various shitot, and as usual, the Mishnah comes only after we've had a lot of exposure to it. And so at last, we come to the machloket of what defines mamzerut. Ezehu mamzer. So Rabbi Akiva holds, as we saw earlier, kol she'er basar shehu b'lo yavo. Divi Rabbi Akiva. So anything which is a lav. Now if you pay close attention, you'll notice this is not similar to Rabbi Akiva, because before we said any lav, it doesn't have to be she'er basar. You know, it's saying it's only a lav of she'er basar, which Rashi tries to smooth over a little bit by saying that even Anusas Aviv, that clearly, but what about other cases of Chalutza and so on? We'll see. But Pashtus, we're getting into the Machlokas here, that again we touched on earlier, as to whether Rabbi Akiva holds any law as a pian of creates Mamzerut, or only a law of She'er Basar creates Mamzerut. And we also had the question earlier about whether an Aseh would create Mamzerut. Can we expand it even to the assay, such as, let's say, a prior to a Dor Shlishi, Mitzri, Vedomi, the Torah says Dor Shlishi, Yavo, less than Dor Shlishi, Lo Yavo, but that's a lav, which is the Abba Michlal assay, which has a din of an assay. Okay, right now, we're going to see when we get into the Gemara that we're going to have to make some assumptions about Rabbi Akiva that we're talking about over here. But in any event, we have a little bit of confusion whether it means a lav or whether it means dafka, those lavim that are part of the Parsha of Arayot. Shimon Atimni Omer, Ko Shechayavim Alav Karet, anything that has a chi of karet, bidei shamayim, even if it doesn't have a chi of mitah, bidei beidin. And that's how we paskin alacha kidvarav, and it is indeed how we paskin. Rabbi Yoshua Omer, Ko Shechayavim Alav mitat beidin. As we saw earlier, Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Yehuda as well, some even changed the gears, as we know is Rabbi Yehuda, holds that wherever there's Kli of Mitah, there is a Mamzerut. Anything less is not Mamzerut. Omar Shimon ben Azai, Matzati Migilat Yuchasin B'Yerushalayim, Ve'katuv Ba'ish Ploni Mamzer Me'eshet Ish, and I mentioned this, the Kayem Divrei Rabbi Yoshua. Well, I found that there was a Migilat Yuchasin that stressed that so-and-so is a mamzer from an Eshet Ish specifically, which meant that the Megillah was trying to make it clear that it should be definite mamzerut because it was going on with the Rabbi Yeshua. If it Sam said mamzer, we wouldn't have accepted necessarily as mamzer because we would have said, maybe it means he's a mamzer, I'll be with Rabbi Akiva, it means he's a mamzer, I'll be with Yeshua Natimni. But like this, it wanted to stress, no, there's no suffering about this guy. This guy is a mamzer from an Eshet Ish, which is a chi of mitah. So that proves that. Ishto shemeta mutar ba'achuta. Now, in a case where a man's wife dies, he's allowed to marry her sister. If he was girsha, and she also died, but girsha alone wouldn't do anything for him. But if it was megarisher, and then she died, he's also mutar ba'achuta. If she gets married to somebody else, it's still only if meta mutar ba'achuta. So no other breaking of the relationship with his wife makes him mutter with the achot other than her actual death. Gerushin, marriage to another after gerushin, makes no difference at all. Furthermore, yevim toshimeta mutar b'achota. The same thing is true of a yevama. We don't say that the yevama is a stronger relationship because of the zika and hashamayim, and therefore it cannot be terminated by her death. He's mutar b'achota if he does chalitza. Umeta, but only if meta, mutar ba'achuta. Niseit la'acher, umeta, mutar ba'achuta. We're going to see in the Gemara whether there's any chiddush in these last pieces.
Why did they mention the whole thing now all of a sudden of the Apokishto in the Mishnah?
Well, let's wait till we get to the Gemara. We'll see how this ties in with some strange things that we're getting to here.
Can I ask a general question?
Sure.
How could it be that there's a machlokas in Yichus? All the dorot, and now we're trying.
What creates mamzerut?
Yes.
How can there be machlokas and tefillin?
Well, these are relations and continuous.
I know chinami. They're obviously.
To Sinai and
it would have been nice, but obviously they're different. She taught, and the some would have bustled the children of other families. But that's why they had to say for Yuchasim. But that type of thing. that type of thing, where there's a machlok at a very early machlok.
So major.
Creates one, yeah. 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 True.
So isn't it enough Dor Asiri? Dor Asiri.
What?
That after 10 generations, the Machlok is another.
Dor Asiri Loyavo Bikash. No. My time at the Rabbi Akiva. So what is the basis? And we'll see that basically everybody is going to utilize the same smichut to tell us the din of mamzerut. So we start with Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, look, it says, lo yikach ishet eshet aviv, which is obviously, anyway, repetitious here. We're going to see what it's doing here, because it's part of the parsha of Arayot, and over here, all of a sudden, it's repeated in terms of the parsha of mamzerut. And it continues on to say, lo yigale knaf aviv. And remember, we had a big machlokes earlier. What does knaf aviv mean? Well, Rabbi Akiva is like Rabbi Yehuda, that it means knaf shira'a aviv lo yigale. Then any woman that his father was fooling around with, not necessarily eshet aviv, but, so in other words, this is the skirt, so to speak, that he's been touching. And you're not allowed, even if it was an anusa, even if she was raped, you, the child, is not allowed to sleep with that woman. So this is a new law. It's obviously not Eshet Aviv. It's an extension of Eshet Aviv. It's a love. Okay. So that love is only Chayvei Lavim. No Chiyuv Karet, etc. The thing is that next to it, the Pasuk says, Lo Yavo Mamzer B'Kahal Hashem. Well, what is that doing together? Therefore, must be Alma Mehani Avi Mamzer. So this is what the Torah's Kufa coming to teach us. That mamzerut is created from chayvei lavim. Well, the Rabbi Simoi, emar b'shar chayvei lavim, the lav she'er. Now, here is where we touch upon the question that I mentioned earlier. We know that according to Rabbi Simoi, Rabbi Akiva was not specifically talking about lavim that were lavim of chayvei she'er. The Mishnah said, kosher basar shu b'lo. So what about this case that Rabbi Akiva is bringing is only a case of she'er, a relationship to one's father. And how about it gets even worse, where you're talking about a mitzvah aseh, and that was Rabbi Yeshevav, who's marba afilu chayave aseh, wherever a person is over on the Torah's heter, says you're not allowed to marry this person. Even if they say you're not allowed to marry, he says you're allowed to marry after three dorot. Okay, you go ahead and you take an adomi after two dorot. So that's a lav. But it's not a real lav. It's a lava b'miklal aseh, which certainly is not going to be included in lo yigale knaf aviv, which is a lav mamash. And that has a din of an aseh, if it's just an implied lav from an aseh. So this couldn't be the makor of Rabbi Akiva according to them. So where would we indeed be able to learn it? We would learn it out from the extra vav. Velo yigale knaf aviv, which means extended even further than stam the lav that's here, whether it's in terms of lav that is not she'er basar. We're going to talk about other lavim very soon that are not she'er basar, or whether you're talking about a mitzvah taseh. Shimon Atimani, he holds, not like Rabbi Yehuda, he holds like the Rabbanan, who say that the pasuk over here is dafka referring to a shomer diavam of your father. And that's the knaf aviv. The shomeret yavam of a father is actually, by definition, your uncle's wife. But your uncle's wife is a chiyuv of karet. Uh-huh. So then that means that the point over here of the repetition would be specifically to teach me that there and only there lo yavo mamzer. So it's, even though I know this already, right? I have all of this. But it wants us to know that there's mamzerut from Chayvei Kritut. And Rabbi Yoshua says, no, wait a minute. There's something strange about this pasuk. I mean, if this is what we're talking about, so then what do you need lo yikach? The lo yigale knaf aviv, I mean, you're not adding anything. What? I mean, lo yikach is chomor. So lo yikach lo amali, it would already be included. Must be saying like this, alav ochikom. I bedavka want to make the difference between something which is a chiyav misa, such as a lo yikach, and that is what it's telling me, that only those things between the iser of lo yigaleh, from lo yikach, up to lo yigaleh, and what is that? Eshet av. So over there, and only there, with a chiyav misa. Fine. So there we have indeed mamzerut. But anything beyond that, if it's, let's say you want to extend it into just Chayv Ekritut, they're not. So from there, Avi Mamzer, Tvei, Lo Avi Mamzer. Omer Abaye. We have all three shitas, therefore, from this Michut to Lo Yavo Mamzer. Omer Abaye, let's understand something. There are certain lavim, which even Alibet Rabbi Simoi, even Rabbi Akiva, would never have created lavim from. Because the key here is also linked to Rabbi Akiva Shita, that lo tafsi kedushin b'chayvei lavim. There's nobody who holds that a nida lo tafsi v'kedushin. There's nobody that holds that on a sota, that somehow the kedushin disappeared, a man's wife is choshut, that she slept with someone, and she's still married to him. He has a lav, he's not supposed to be sleeping with her. Hachar asher hutama. So we say hutamaz, the losher by nida. So we compare that to this din as well. But we're certainly not going to say in a case like that that the child would be a mamzer. So hakol modim biba'al hanida b'al hasata she'ina v'lad mamzer. Anida is tafsi b'kedushin. And the Torah goes out of its way to make that clear to us. Shenema, it says beferish in the Torah, a lashon of havaya. Utehi nidata alav. Utehi nidata. It's talking about a case where someone actually sleeps with a nida. So, okay, the Pashtus is referring to the din of Shochevim and nida, that he becomes tamei with the same tumen that the nida has. Fine. But meanwhile, it uses a lashon of tehi, and tehi is a lashon of havaya, which tells me that tafsiba kedushin. So, afilu b'sha'at nidata, you have the concept of havaya, and havaya is haita. Hayata is Zaitali Yishacher, is a lashon of Kiddushin. So, Vatini Tata, Lava Filibishati Tata Tafsiba Kiddushin, so Tanami, obviously Tafsiba Kiddushin, we still have the Kiddushin Arishonim and the Sota. And therefore, there's no question. In fact, Tanya Namiyoku, the Brighter, says even a little bit more. Hakol Modim Bavala Nidava La Sota, and on the Shomeret Yavam, She'ina Vlad Mamzer. A Shomeret Yavam is interesting because there is a lav there, lo tiyehu, lo tiyeh eshtamei achutza, right? So the question, how do I read that? That there should, it's also to make kiddushin because kiddushin is tofes? Is that the pshat? That's one possibility. We're going to see later on that there's an achlokas, Rav and Shmuel. So he, Abaye, was mesakele. He didn't want to say for sure Shomeret Yavam. Because he was misapkali ikirav, Rav holds indeed that kiddushin is not teves in the case of Yavama, because he understands that lo tiyeh dafka comes to say lo tiyeh bahavaya, that there cannot be a hiyeh on, meaning a kiddushin, on this case, even though normally charvei lavi tafsi be kiddushin, but a shomeret yavam lo tafsi be kiddushin, that's a Rav one. Shmuel is the opposite. Shmuel is besupik. But Shmuel says, maybe it means adarava. It's usur to do the kedushin. The kedushin is tefes. So because of that, since Abaye didn't want to get involved over here with the halakas kerava kishmuel, so he didn't want to say akol modim bebal shamert yavam, because, I mean, according to Rav, that wouldn't be so. And therefore, he left out the shamert yavam. The Braita obviously had held that shamert yavam. Kedushin is tefes, and in avad mams. Omer Shimon ben Azai, take out the Rebbe Shimon ben Azai, because he died young and he actually never ended up completing his career. They always called him Hashem, his father. So some have just ben Azai, Shimon ben Azai. Tani Shimon ben Azai Omer, Matzati Megillat Yuchasin b'Yerushalayim, and here we have a little bit more information, which is very astounding information. That not only did it say in this Megillat Yuchasin that Ish Ploni is Mams and Meheshet Ish, it also writes there the famous clause, Mishnat Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Kavnaki. And this is the mocker of that halacha that we always pass in, like Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov. Because even though there's not much of it, there is an absolutely clear, clean halacha. We know when he says something, you can rely on it. The Marsha, huh? Yeah, no, down. But the Marsha writes, what's he doing in a Megillas Yochanan? He brings one machlokas. You're saying that's why it says over here, Kavanaki, you should know the Paschalite. And one other mice, it says over there that you should know that Menashe harag et Yishayo. That Menashe killed Yishayo Anavi. Of course, Yishayo Anavi was his grandfather, right? Because that was the whole story with Hezekiah. Hezekiah didn't want to have any children. Yishayo came to him and said, "You're finished. It's over." And he says it because, you know, what's the big deal? Why is it over? Because you refuse to have children. But I know my children are a bunch of rotten mamzerim. Not real mamzerim, but maybe worse.
Small right? mamzerim.
Yeah, no, bigger mamzerim. So he knew when he foresaw that Menashe was going to come from it. So Yishayo said to him, you know what, to take my daughter, and maybe together with my daughter, my schools, your schools, we'll have better luck, you know. Unfortunately, his better luck killed him. So according to this Megillat Sedarim, we have a very fascinating, so the Marsha writes, that's why it's a Sefer Yochasim, to teach you, better be careful about your Yichus, who you're going to marry. Your daughter to fine. Anyway, what was the Maisa? The Maisa was like this. Rama, how did he come to kill Yishayo? He brought him to din. Meidan Daini Vekada, obviously. He had strong political reasons for getting rid of Yishayo, of course, who was extremely critical of the Chataim of Menashe. And told everybody what was going to be. But he needed to find a pretext, la'alocha, for killing him. So he accused him of being an avisheka. So he brought him to Bezda and made him die neva katlin. He said to him, it says in the Torah, and Meisha Rapcha, as the Rambam explains, that's the only reason we're going to believe in Yishayo is because of Meisha Rapcha. So Meisha Rapcha says, kelo yirani ha'adam v'chai, and you come along and you say, v'ar'et Hashem Yosheva kisei ram v'nisas. You're obviously a liar. Well, you're going to contradict Meisha Rabbeinu. We don't accept you. Another thing that you did, Meisha Rapcha amar, mika Hashem elokeinu b'chol kor'inu elav. So you can always be mispalot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'kabel you b'tshuva, and so on. And you say, Yeshu Hashem b'himatzo. Well, there's sometimes, you know, that he's available. So there's no b'chol kor'inu elav. Obviously, you're a phony. And furthermore, it has very much to do with me. Moshe Rabcha amat mispar yamecha amale, and you came in and you told my father that vosafti al yamecha chamesh esrei shana. You're going to give him another 15 years. And now that he had charata, he said, "I'm going to go." Okay, fine. I'll marry your daughter. So as soon as Yishayahu walked out, he gets in the vias. He goes back in and tells him, "I'm giving you 15 more years." But Moshe Rabbeinu said, "The most you can have is to be mamale the years that were granted you, and we don't give you more years. So again, you're a liar." Omar Yishayahu, look, it's going to help me to explain to him. Yadana beilo makabo made emel. He's not going to accept anything I tell him. As a matter of fact, if I explain to him why he's wrong, he's going to kill me anyway. But if he kills me anyway, he's going to be amazed. At least like this, he's a shege, you know. I don't want to make him amazing. Yemalei Ashrei amazing. So what does he do? He uses a Shem Hashem to become part of the old willow. Well, actually, it was an Erez tree. And he becomes swallowed by the tree. So they take the tree and they start sawing it.
Yishayo gets swallowed by a tree.
Yishayo gets swallowed by a tree.
Came a tree.
Well, swallowed by trees. He's hidden in the trees. Not excessive.
Getting excited.
So they decide they're going to saw him. He ain't know what's going on. They're going to saw the tree up. Man. And in doing so, they're going to get Yishayo, right? So anyway, they were cutting the tree. But the only place where he was vulnerable was his mouth. When he got to his mouth, that killed him. Why? Because he had sinned with his mouth. He said, "B'toch am t'meis v'tayim anochi yoshev," and he had no right to say it. Baruch Hu didn't tell him to say that. The other rabbi, he was making excuses for himself. You know, early can you base him? Yeah, I should have responded. But yeah, look at me. I come from horrible people. They're used to speaking nonsense and ugliness. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't like. Your job is supposed to be malam tzlusay. So that's what you say. So because of that, he remained vulnerable in his mouth, and that's how he died. Anyway, the money said, you know, Menashe's got some time. What's the mikomakom kosher kraya tadim? There's got to be a good answer. Well, va'et Hashem is kiretad. Ko anavim nistaklu baspaklaria she'ena mira. Moshe Rabbeinu nistakel baspaklaria hamira. So the other Nevi'im is very interesting. Almost everybody learns a splachlaria is a lamp, basically. Either a lamp with a glass, a thick glass, or a mirror. The Rambam basically describes it as a lens. This is a glass that's been cut in such a way that it shows you things in a different place than they really are. It's fascinating. But in any event, it gets in and uses that because what it is that you're going to see is the light has to be processed, so to speak, is what it means. So not that it's dim, but the question is how well is the aura of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dogma, the metaphor would be, is the aura translated by the lens into an image. Right? As you go to a movie theater, it's got a poor projector over there. It's very depressing. You know? In Israeli movie theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yes.
Just like a prism? Is that like the
No. It would mean that the Rambam knew of lenses before 600 years before they discovered it. A telescope. I don't know. But anyway, that's how he speaks of it. And in any event, so that's what it means. Moshe Rabbeinu understood Kilo Yirani Adam V'Chai on that Madrega, being able to see clearly Lo Yirani Adam V'Chai. If somebody is looking through an aspeklaria she'ena meira, like Aaron's glasses over here, right? So there you go. So that aspeklaria she'ena meira, it's it looks to me like I see Hashem Yosheva, but I understand that it's only an image. Now, what about the Shua Hashem B'Matzah? Because the Shua Hashem B'Matzah is referring to Yechidim. But the Kol Korin, my love, and this is the Rambam brings the halacha, right? The Kol Korin, my love, is Tzibur. Now, it's Tzibur. When is the Shua Hashem B'Matzah? Yechidim Mat, Omer of Nachma, Omer of Abaravua, Eru, Asra Yamim, Shebein Rosh Hashanah, Le'yom HaKippurim. What about the last passage? Et mispar yamecha amalei. Ah, the truth is, Menashe didn't know that it's a machlokes tanoim. I wonder why. The Tanya, et mispar yamecha amalei. This means, says Rabbi Akiva, shnei dorot. These are the years of the generations within which a person lives. So if he's zocha, mashlimim lo. Lo zocha pochatim lo. The most a person can do is be zocha to the chelik that was given him. Can't get a bigger chelik of years. So those dorot, how many dorot is zocha to see? What portion of dorot is zocha to see, right? So everybody in a normal lifetime is born into a dor in which he meets, let's say, his grandparents, maybe his great-grandparents. He already knows three dorot. And then he sees children and grandchildren, maybe great-grandchildren's name. Maybe he sees six dorot, seven dorot. But whatever those dorot are, those shnei dorot, that's a given. And that, if he's zocha, he'll get. But if he's not zocha, he can remove it. And that's how Menashe understood it. That was the Rabbi Akiva. But the Chachamim Ma'amrim, no, zacha, you can get added years, mosifim lo. Lo zacha, pochatim lo. Anyway, so that's what Yeshayahu had told. So they asked Rabbi Akiva, no, so how are you going to argue with Yeshayahu? Yeshayahu came and said, I'm going to be mosif. Omer lo Rabbi Akiva, Ari Omer lo Saftiyahu Yamecha Chameshes Rishani, Shana. Omer lo, yes, Mishalo Sifu lo. They gave him back what they had taken away. There was a gzeira on him. You're not going to reproduce, so you're going to die. Right? Okay? But now that he's doing tshuva, he was makabel, the tochocha of Yeshayahu, and he said to him, you know, Ben Amos, get back out of here with your nevius already. You told me your message. Now you can go away. Because kach bekublani from the Beit Abba is that afilu cherev chalagunachat atzavarosh al adam lo yitesh ben arachamim. So I'm going to pray, and I'll be safe tomorrow. You're sure enough. You should ask to make a U-turn and come back and say, I made a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving you more years. But that was because originally it had been taken away. I prove it to you, says Rabbi Akiva. Obviously, he was initially supposed to live those years because, look, years before, way before, the Navi is there in Shomron, right? And he's Emir Misnavi. How could he have said Yoshio Shmo before Menashe was even born? If Yoshio was going to be born to Menashe. Obviously, Menashe was meant to be born and from whom? Kiskio. And was going to have a son, Yoshio. Is that fine? So you see that it was made to be before. Adayin lo nolad Menashe? Says Rabbi Einstein. It says Ben Olad of Beit David. Does it say Ben Olad of Mishpachat Chizkiyo? So if Chizkiyo would have died at that point, so another grandson from Beit David. What's the big deal? So Mikti Mechizkiyo, the Beit David. Im Chizkiyo, no, if not, Mina Shachrina. Ishtar Shemeta, Vimtar Shemeta, Omer of Yosef. This is, what is this? It's not telling us anything. We don't know, is it? Kan Shana Rebbe Mishnah She'ina Tzricha. Here is Rebbe teaching us for no reason. He just got overexcited a little. So Rashi learns because Yokari Be'rav, meaning, who doesn't know what's the Chiddush? It says Beferish Bechayah. So now if she died, that she's Muteret. Tosef says, first of all, there's lots of places where Mishnah does that. That's part of an overall perspective, and that's the issue over here. Because what we've been trying to do is establish the relationship of the Yibam, of the Gerishin, and of the Ishus, right? That was the whole question. Is she a regular wife? Is there a relationship that remains after Chalitza? This was basically all of the issues that we had previously discussed. This mission wraps it up. So what's so crazy about that? Therefore, says Tosfos, that's not the point. The point is the business of marrying somebody else. That's the point. Where would we get that from? We never discussed an issue like that. Have we ever talked about the marriage to somebody else would make a difference in the dispensation of the Yisr, of Achot Ishto, that we should bring it up over here, but in Benogea, that if the Yavama goes and marries somebody, I mean, that's complete. Shavu L'Tzorach. Why would I think that changes B'chaya? That's the only thing that it's referring to. And that's the only part. We know certainly, even if you want to say that he's being Mechadishit, we need to know by a Vinto that he's Mechadishit. If you've told me already Ishto, and you're telling me that her marriage to somebody else doesn't make any difference, Yevimto, there would be a Shaila, it would make a difference. The only reason it's making a difference is because of the Pisuk of the relationship of Ishus which they had. Once you've already told me the din of Yevama, and that Zika doesn't change anything. Now, obviously, if that's the case, you're going to say, well, but she went and married somebody else. Since when was she supposed to be loyal to you anyway? If you already told me that your wife who goes to marry somebody else is still going to Aser on you or Achot, Koshike, the Yavama is going to still remain Aser in the Achot. I don't understand what the Chiddush is. That's the Mishnah Sheina Tzricha. Obviously, maybe it's Sheina Tzricha, but it certainly is done in order to keep it nice. So we're already talking about the relationship of Isha and the Gerishin and the Chalitza. So we do the same thing with Gabri Yavama. No, no, no. Hadron and Lachacholetz. Is there Mamzer Kosher Basar Shubolo Yavo, Diverebia Kiva, Shim on Atimniam, Erkosh, Hayavim, Alaf Karet, Bide Shamai, Valachaki Dvara, Rebbe Yoshua, Erkosh, Hayavim, Alaf Mitad Bittit, Rebbe Shim Benaz, I Matsati Migilat Yuchas in Mirushalayim, Vekatuv Ba Ish Ploni, Mamzer Mieshetish, Lakayem, Divere, Rebbe Yoshua. Ishtar Shemeta Mutar Bachota, Girsha Umeta Mutar Bachota, Nis'et V'Acher Umeta Mutar Bachota, Yevimta Shemeta Mutar Bachota, Chovatzo Umeta Mutar Bachota, Nis'et V'Acher Umeta Mutar Bachota. My time, Rabbi Akiva, V'Chtir Lo Yikach Ishet Eshet Aviv, V'Lo Yigalek Knaf Aviv, Knaf Shira Aviv Lo Yigalek, V'Sof Alak Rabbi Yodad Yom Rabbanu Sat Aviv HaKatuv Mdaber. In which case, have you a chai de lavim? And nonetheless, samach lo yavo mamzer bekal Hashem, even though the maisa, that's not really the next prosik is lo yavo ptsua daka bekal Hashem, but ptsua daka can have kids. Alma mehani avi mamzer. Lo Rabbi Simoi de marbe shar chai de lavim, the lav share. And the Rabbi Yesheva was marbe mechai de yase. Where does he know it from? Nafkumi vilo. In which case it's chayvei kritut. Rabbi Yoshua says, if that's the case, why do we have the two things? Lo yigale is enough. Lo yikach eshet aviv, what would we need for? But that's an iser misa, isn't it? So elav harikama. Lo yikach ad lo yigale. And that part is the mamzer. And tvei, lo havi mamzer. That would be exactly what the limud would be not to say. Bishomeret yavai. What about shomeret yavam? You'll have to learn it's lava love bishnei lavim. Omrabai, Hakum odi bevala nida v'yalasuka she'en havlad manzer nida datavsi bekedusha she'ana tehi nida ta'ala afilu b'shat nida ta'atavsi bekedusha so tana nida ta'atavsi bekedusha tana mirachi Hakum odi bevala nida v'yalasuka v'yal shomeret yavam she'en havlad manzer. Why did Abaye leave out shomeret yavam? Because shomeret yavam is safka l'yikirav, that indeed ain't kedusha ta'avsi, in which case he wouldn't be correct to say Yikishmol, in which case, even Shmuel himself is actually Mesopic. Om Rabbi Shimon ben Azan. Tani Shimon ben Azan, Omer Matzati Migilat Yuchasin Birushalayim. The Ketuvba, first of all, Ishpolim Omzer Meshtich. Furthermore, I found an amazing thing. Mishnat Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov, Kavanaki. And I found that Menashe Haragid Yishayah. Omar Ravo, how did that happen? Midan Dani the Katlik. Omar Le Moshe Rabcha Amar Kilo Yirani Adam V'chai. And you, an upstart, all of a sudden claims, there at Hashem, Yoshev al Kisei Ram v'Nisa. Tosfos points out that he had a very simple answer that he didn't want to tell him. It says, Vayiru et Elohei Yisrael. With Moshe. Uh-huh. Right. Anyway, so obviously there's different dharmas. Moshe Rabcham on Mika Hashem lakina b'chol korinu ilavat amra dishu Hashem b'yimatzo. Moshe Rabcha Amart Mispar Yemecha Amale, Vaat Amart Vosafti Al Yemecha Chameshes Vashana. Omar Yishayahu to himself, you know, Yadana Begulam Mekabu Madehim Alei, V'yem Elei Ashwa Amazing. It's better I should run away. Omar Shem, Yivu Bi Arza. Atiu Ale Arza V'nasrua, Ki Mata Ladek Bum Anoch Nafshe, Mishum Da Omar, Uftoch Am Tmei Svatayim Anoch Yoshe. Mikom Akom, I mean, what's really the answer? Koshu Kray, Daddy. Ver'et Hashem Kedetanyo. Oh, that's a reference to a yachid. And b'chol korinu elav is a reference to a tzibur. V'yachid, eima asam l'nachman amar Rabba Baruch Hu, elu asara yamim sheben Rosh Hashanah liyom ha-kipurim, et mispar yamecha amalei tanoi yiditanya, et mispar yamecha amalei elu shnei dorot, Zacha mashlimim lo, lo zacha pochatim lo, divrei Rabbi Akiva, never mosif, v'chachamim omrim, zacha mosifim lo, lo zacha pochatim lo. Omer lo Rabbi Akiva, how do you explain Yeshayahu HaNavi, who said, hosafti al yamecha 15 shana, omer lo, mishalo, hosifu lo, teida, sharei Navi omedu mitnabe, hine ben nolad lebet avid Yoshiyahu shmo, v'adayin lo nolad min Hashem. So obviously Chizkiyahu was going to live. Rabona, mikti mechizkiyo, lebet David kriv. Im mechizkiyo, fine. Im minishachrin, also fine. Ish tashemeta, yivim tashemeta, Amrav Yosef, kan shana rabbi, mishna she'ena tzirich.